ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कांटो चैप्टर 1 द एडवेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्ण इंट्रोडक्शन टेक्स्ट 44 तस्मान् न कस्यचित् द्रोहम् आचरेत् स तथा विधा आत्मना खेमं अनिच्छन् द्रोग्धुर् वै परतो भयम् तस्मान्न कस्यचिद्रोहम् आचरेत् स तथाविध आत्मनः क्षेममनिच्छन् द्रोग्धुर्वै परतो भयम्। वर्ड मीनिंग तस्मात् देयरफोर न नॉट कस्यचित् ऑफ एनीवन द्रोहम एनवी आचरेत वन शुड एक्ट सह ए पर्सन कम्स तथा विध हु हैज बीन एडवाइज्ड इन सच ए वे बाय वसुदेव आत्मनः His own khemam welfare. Anichan, if he desires, drogdhu of one who is envious of others. Vai, indeed. Parataha, from others. Bhayam, There is a cause of fear. Translation and purport by Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Therefore, since envious, impious activities cause a body in which one suffers in the next life, why should one act impiously? Considering one's welfare, one should not envy anyone, for an envious person must always fear harm from his enemies, either in this life or in the next. Please repeat. Therefore, since envious, impious activities cause a body in which One suffers in the next life. Why should one act impiously? Considering one's welfare, one should not envy anyone. For an envious person must always fear harm from his enemies, either in this life or in the next. Purport. Instead of being inimical toward other living entities, one should act piously. By engaging in the service of the Supreme Lord, thus avoiding a fearful situation, both in this life and in the next. In this regard, the following moral instruction by the great politician Chanakya Pandit is very meaningful. Yaja durjana samsargam bhaja sadhu samagamam kuru punyam aho ratram smaranityam anityatam. One should give up the company of devils, demons and non-devotees and should always associate with the devotees and saintly persons. One should always act piously, thinking that this life is temporary and not be attached to temporary happiness and distress. The Krishna consciousness movement is teaching all of human society these principles of becoming Krishna conscious and thus solving the problems of life forever. Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti so Arjuna. Om ajnanatimirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurunmilitam jena tasmai shri guruve namaha. Sri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam jana bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati so padantikam. Bande aham shri guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam, Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Sri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tang Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadhutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padam, Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitanscha. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So, okay, read the verse again. तस्मान्न कस्यचित् द्रोहम् आचरेत् स तथाविध आत्मनः खेमम् अनिच्छन् द्रोहद्वै परतो भयम्. Therefore, since envious impious activities cause a body in which one suffers in the next life, why should one act impiously? Considering one's welfare, one should not envy anyone. For an envious person must always fear harm from his enemies, either in this life or in the next. So this here is the Vasudev is advising whom? Kamsa. So because we have heard in previously that it was a marriage procession that Devaki and Vasudev. So Kamsa, the son of Ugrasen, though not just relatively, Kamsa is also brother of Devaki. So in order to please his sister Devaki, on the occasion of her marriage, took charge of the reins of the horses and became the chariot driver. And he was surrounded by hundreds of golden chariots. So in this way, Kamsa was just in that procession. Then, while Kamsa was controlling the rein of the horses, was driving the chariot along the way, an unembodied voice addressed him. "You foolish rascal, the eighth child of the woman you are carrying will kill you." So immediately the demoniac nature of Kamsa immediately agitated him. So actually Kamsa was the condemned personality in Bhoja dynasty, because he was envious and sinful. Therefore, upon hearing this woman from the sky, he caught hold his sister's hair with his left hand and took up his sword with his right hand to sever her head from her body. So in the situation, critical situation, then Vasudev was thinking, what is his duty? Vasudev, actually he is situated in Vishuddha Sattva stage. Sabdam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sabditam. That's why he became father of Krishna. So Vasudeva was thinking, what to do? What is my duty? I must save the life of Devaki. So wanting to pacify Kamsa, who was so cruel and envious that he was shamelessly ready to kill his sister, the great soul Vasudev, who was to be the father of Kamsa, who was to be the father of Krishna, spoke to him in the following words. Then it starts this advice of Vasudev from text 37 onwards. So Vasudev was personality who is representing, just like in this verse, it is told that he is representing a pious man, and he is a devotee, and he is a pious man. So he is trying to advise. In other hand, Kamsa was representing an envious and impious person. So the duty of saintly person the devotee try to, if there is little chance, but still he try his best to preach someone. Maybe by mercy of Krishna, his mind may be changed. Maybe he become a pious person. So that's why Kamsa was trying his best. And in this verse, this Vasudev is advising to Kamsa that since envious or impious activities cause a body in which one suffers in the next life, why should one act impiously? Considering one's welfare, one should not envy anyone. For an envious person must always fear harm from his enemies, either in this life or in the next. So that Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita if a person is Krishna's devotee, then he is always in a peaceful stage. As previous verse Prabhupada quoted, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kankhati sama sarvasu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labhate param. One who is thus transcendentally situated, at once realizes the supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he attends pure devotional service unto me. So anyhow, here is a Kamsa's purpose, though his purpose is not to attend pure devotional service, because he is always remembering Krishna, he is related to Krishna, but after this specific incident, his remembrance of Krishna was increased. Eh? And Narada Muni told, Jena Keno Prakarena Krishna Mano Nivese. What is the devotee? By somehow or other, you must fix your mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. Remember Krishna. What is ultimate instruction of sadhana bhakti? Always remember Krishna, never forgets him. So, jena kena prakarana Krishna mana nivesaya. But Kansa is also following this, he is also remembering all the time. Even Narada Muni was thinking, how is this Kamsa? Even if a devotee is doing so much sadhana bhakti, following all these regulatory principles, still is very difficult to remember Krishna. But Kamsa is not following any regulatory principle, nothing. He is a rascal, a demon. But still, he was remembering 24 hours. So Kamsa is also doing bhakti? No. According to Rupa Goswami, he is not doing bhakti. Though Narada Muni gave the example of different personalities who remember Krishna indifferently. Kamad Gopya, Bhayat, Kamsa, and Dvesat Chaivad Ayanupah, Samandhat Vrishnaya, Snehat Juyam, Bhakta Vayang Vibhu. He gave different persons, some favorably, some unfavorably, they remembering Krishna. So, gopis, they are thinking of Krishna. That is favorable. They are thinking of gopis, the topmost devotee of Krishna. Though externally it looks like, because of lusty desires, they are remembering Krishna, but it is not fact. They are loving Krishna. So, kamad gopya bhayad kamsa, because of fear. But here is because envy is talk about envy. Who is envious of Krishna? Chedi Dayanupa, Chedinap Chedivansi, Damagosasam, Sisupal and Dantabhakra. But when one becomes envious, then he also becomes fearful. Kamsa was become fearful because he got the message that Krishna will kill him. And he knows that he will be the cause of his death. So, in this way though Kamsa was not here, directly not his envy, it looks like he is fearful. But why one become fearful? Because of his envy. As mentioned this verse, because of one become envious, one act impiously, considering one's welfare, one should not envy anyone. For an envious person must always fear harm from his enemies. So he become fearful because of his envious nature, either in this life or in the next. So, Prabhupada is telling that. What is that? The quotes from Chanakya Pandit, he told in this matter, this advice from Chanakya Pandit is very good, is meaningful. Because who is more dangerous? An envious person, the Chanakya Pandit also in other place told, Sarpa Kruram, Khala Kruram, Sarpat Kruratara Khala, Mantra Usadhi Vaset Sarpa Khala Kena Nivartayat. They are both Khala. Who? Khala means wicked person, envious person. Most a snake and a wicked person like Kamsa. But we will compare both. Who is more dangerous? Who is more dangerous? A wicked person, an envious person like Kamsa. Mantra usadhi vaset sarpa, because by mediciners, by chanting some mantra, you can pacify a snake, can bring him in control. But to bring an envious person in control is almost impossible. It is not possible. He will not pacify it by any means. That's why Chanakya Pandit is also here advising Tyaja Durjana Samsargam. That's why one should give up Durjana Sangha Samsargam. Bhaja Sadhu Samagam. Mahat Sangha Ahur Dwara Vimukte. If you will associate with saintly person, then the path of liberation is up, the door for path of liberation is open. But if one associate with envious person, Durjana, then what will happen? He will develop the bad qualities. Bad qualities and gradually become kama, krodho, tatha, lobho. This way. Tribidha narakeswadam, dwaranasana, atmana. These are three gates for hell. He will develop these qualities and finally go to hell. So that's why, so teja durjana sangha, one should give up. One should remain always in sadhu sangha. Labhe matra sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hai. Because the sadhu sangha is the most valuable thing that we can achieve in this material world or in spiritual world anywhere. Sadhu sangha, that's why very important for this verse. That in one moment of sadhu sangha cannot be compared with no swargam, no punarbhavam, with the heavenly, to achieve the heavenly planet or even to achieve liberation. So what to think about other things, but even to achieve, someone can achieve heavenly planet or can achieve liberation, but this is not so important in considering a moment association. Love means 11th part of one nimesh. This is such a small time. But still, if one get the association of sadhu, saintly person, somehow or other he gets advice from a saintly person, associated with hear from him, then it is more important. We can achieve Krishna Prem by sadhu's mercy. So that's why Tyaja Durjana Samsargam. One should give up the association of the Durjana. Durjana means an envious person like Kamsa. One should not try to avoid such association. But a person here is Vasudev. But he is trying to associate with Kamsa. Advising, he is not associating with Krishna Kamsa, but trying to change his heart. So bhaja sadhu, so he is a sadhu, he is Vasudev, he is in a platform of Visuddha Satta, Brahma Bhut Astata stage, but still he is trying to, why he is advising Kamsa? Why is he trying to pacify Kamsa? Because he want to protect the life of Devaki. She is another devotee. So bhaja sadhu samam, that's why Vasudev is a sadhu, and Kamsa is somehow other getting this association of Vasudev. So that's why when one in association of devotee, then generally he, anything he act, it is expected to be pious. Because in devotee, there is some influence with the association of devotee. But here Chanakya Pandit is also advising, because in association, it is better even if in a wicked person cannot perform pure devotional service immediately, but at least he can act piously. Kuru punyam ahoratram, you must do some pious activity. Actually for a devotee, pious activity or sinful activity or impious activities. A devotee did not care for this. He only performed devotional service. Whether punya or pap, this is anartha nivruti. Vishnu Chakra Thakur describes Sukruti, Sukruti Janya Anarthas. Sukruti, this Sukruti karma, this punya karma also is anartha for a devotee. Because performing some pious activities, one will transport to where? Heavenly planet. A devotee's aim is not to achieve the heavenly planet, but at least for an envious person like Kamsa, at least if he'll do some punya karma, just without killing Devaki, then at least he can achieve something, destination maybe is in a heavenly planet or something more. So Kuru, that's why Chanakya Pandit advised this for the common, general public. So one should continue doing some pious activities. Kuru punyam ahoratram. So it is better to do, because Krishna advised in Gita, one should not give up this pious activities. Jagya dana, tapah kriya, all this one should not give up. So, and sometimes first he accepts the pious activity, then he gradually, in association of the devotees, one develop his consciousness, then he may remember Krishna. Smara nityam anityatam. Then thinking this life is temporary and not be attached to temporary happiness and distress, then the Krishna consciousness moment, that's why then he gradually progress in path of Krishna consciousness. But here we see the courage and determination of Vasudeva. He is determined. That because Prabhupada used to say, impossible is a word lies in fool's dictionary. Is only, if someone has a desire to do something, to achieve something, there is a way. If one is a, there is a way, if he Krishna helps someone, he will definitely achieve. So that's why Vasudeva is advising to Kamsa that one should not become envious, because he is telling, because we know that who is Kamsa. Kamsa was in previous life, it's Kalanemi. And that is later on we will see when this Narada Muni will come and tell Kamsa about his previous life and how in he was Kalana in previous life, and in a previous, and he took many births, and every birth Krishna, the Vishnu appeared and killed him. So it is naturally his envious nature for Vishnu is connected from previous births. So, but if such a person, if someone is just a Hiranyakashipu, was a demon, great demon, but his son Prahlad was a great devotee. How it happened? How Prahlad became a great devotee? Son of Hiranyakashipu. Because a little association of Narada Muni. Prahlad Maharaj got the opportunity of associating Narada Muni and hearing from him, become a great devotee. Though born in a demoniac family as a son of Hiranyakashipu. So little association of a devotee, one can connect it with devotional service with. But if one associate with a demoniac people, for a little association will give also develop us our demoniac nature. We see Ugrasena was a good, he was a nice, a pious person. But his wife was, has a, unfortunately associated with demon or like Jakhya. So that's why Kamsa is not the son of Ugrasen. Kamsa is son of that demoniac personality, the Jakhya. I think Drumila, something name. So that's why Kamsa become a demon. Otherwise in his family, his father was not has a great devotee Ugrasen. Others also they are in that Jadu dynasty, everyone is naturally they are devotee of Krishna. But Kamsa, because of his mother have a little association with a demonic person, then son born as a demon. But on the other hand, we see Hiranyakashipu was a king of demons, but his son Prahlad becomes such a great devotee. So that's why one should tyaja durjana, one should give up the bad association, and was always associate with saintly persons. Labena avosa bhasa is tulayama labena api no swargam no punarbhavam. Bhagavat sangi sangasya martyanam ki mutasis. Those who are born in this earth planet, for the human beings, what is this most precious thing is to associate, having a little association with the saintly person. Somehow or other, will associate with a saintly person. One cannot compare. Tulayam labena api labe one. This one 11th part of a second is such a very little time. One cannot compare this little time. Labena api tulayam labena api no swargam no punarbhavam. Achieving the heavenly planet, or becoming a demigod, or even to achieve liberation, mukti. It cannot be compared with a little association of a pure devotee. That's why if somehow or other one gets the chance to associate with a pure devotee, you should not lose that association. So, it cannot be compared with this that achieving heavenly planet or achieving even the liberation. That's why tyaja durjana samsargam. Prabhupada is quoting this verse. One should give up this bad association, associating with the non-devotees. Rather, one should bhaja sadhu samagama. Rather, one should always try his best to associate with saintly persons, sadhu. And one must do punya karma. One must do act piously, not impiously. Just like now, this Purushottam month, so this is a chance to act piously. They are staying in Vrindavan Dham, they are naturally acting piously. This following Purushottam month, staying in Krishna's pastime place and following the Pancha Mahasadhan is very easy. Staying in Vrindavan, even you get 1,000 times multiple whatever pious result you get from other places. And in Purushottam month, you get 16 times more. 16 times more. So that's why one must kuru punyam ahoratram, any opportunity, day and night. Generally, the envious person, they think how to do something harm. But rather, one can change this mentality and just think about Krishna. How to act favorably for Krishna. In this way, one should remember Krishna. This is the essence of all instructions. Always remember Krishna, never forget Him. So in this way, that is the एडवाइस हियर, दैट्स व्हाई वसुदेव इज एडवाइसिंग और टू कम सर नॉट टू एनवी अदर्स सिंस एनवियस एंड इम्पायस एक्टिविटीज कॉज ए बॉडी. वॉट टाइप ऑफ बॉडी? एंड इम्पायस एक्टिविटी कॉल्ड ए बॉडी इन विच वन सफर्स ऑल्सो इन नेक्स्ट लाइफ. अगेन ही अपियर इन दैट एनवियस नेचर ऑलवेज विथ हिम रिमेन विथ हिम. सो ही बिकॉज ऑफ दिस एनवियस नेचर ही देन वन सफर्स लाइफ आफ्टर लाइफ. सो देन व्हाई वन शुड एक्ट इम्पायसली? One should, if you act impiously, then you have to suffer. If you act piously, then you have to enjoy at least. So one should, considering one's welfare, if you really one wants one's welfare, khemam, if you want khemam or welfare, then consider one's welfare, one should not envy anyone. For an envious person must always fear harm from his enemies, either in this life, because Krishna told, who is very dear to Krishna? Jasmanat bijate loko lokanmat bijate chaja harsa marsa bhaya udvegai muktaja sasame priya. So jasmanat bijate loko, who never give troubles to others, and who would not trouble by others. Such a person, Krishna is telling, very dear. So, envious person means give troubles to others. Because of his giving troubles to others, so she is punished by Krishna. He's always going on suffering, life after life. So, to please this suffering, so one should give up this envious nature. That is the advice here is given. One should not envy anyone, for any envious person must always fear harm from his enemies. Enemies, are you cause harm to someone, so he is also planning how to cause harm to you. So in this life or in next life, just like we see, people are envying and they're cutting cows, eating meat. Then the cow killer, what will happen in next life? A cow become a cow killer again, and the cow, the person who killed in this life, he become a cow in next life. So yes, they is going and they suffer. That is ultimately the suffering. So that's why Vasudeva is advising that give up this envious nature. Just impious, because of envious nature, one acts impiously. So you give up this envious nature and give up the impious activities, then your suffering in next life will be also vanquished. In this way, if you act piously, considering the welfare of others, you should not envy someone, then you become either in this life in this or next life your suffering will be finished. This is the conclusion. So any question or comment? 5 minutes, 4 minutes there. Maharaj.
Difference between Atma and And also it talks about karma, laws of karma. We have to follow the laws of karma.
It's like in one sense. पकड़ लें इसको,
ठीक है ऐसे।
Then he talks about laws of karma. If we inflict misery, distress for other people, then we will have to suffer. In Mahabharata and Vedic literature is one question, how we earn happiness. So there is very nicely described the we as a living entity. Earn happiness by making other happy. This is that. If really we want to earn, इकट्ठा करना चाहते हैं हैप्पीनेस, देन वी सपोज टू वी शुड मेक अदर हैप्पी। सिमिलर वे हाउ वी अर्न और हाउ वील कंडेम आवर सेल्फ फॉर हेलिश कंडीशन ऑफ लाइफ बाई मेकिंग अदर इन टॉर्चर दुख। तो हियर आर आत्मन क्षेम मनुक्षण any person interested for his own well-being. If I want to be happy, then for that person, atmana kshema invocation, if someone is interested to be arna kshema bhalai bhalai, then he should not inflict, impose distress for other living people. Because Dogdhru, the person who is envious, a person who is doing harm for other, why certainly Parto Bhayam, he could not sleep night time peacefully, because he will always have to fear. Parta, in this life, by the if I am killing someone, in this case, if Kamsa, you will kill Devaki, then Devaki relatives, her brothers, fathers, they are not going to spare you. Certainly, they will try to take revenge from you. So, and Parata means also, after next life, if you will kill a woman, then you will have fear from Jamraj. Here, Dogdhur vai Parato vai. Any person who is envious to any living entity, certainly he could not sleep peacefully, fearlessly. He has to face fear. In this life, relative will try to revenge. They will kill you. Or they will get together somewhere, they will try to defeat you. you may escape this one, but Parata, after death, in future life, Jamraj to chhodne wale nahi hain, is janam mein aap nahi kar dein toh. Dogdhur vai, any person who is envious to other person, he is destined, he will force to suffer distress, fear, anxiety. So this was, and so much of, so cleverly Vasudev ji explained, but still he was not convinced. Then other part, offering, okay, you have no any fear with Devaki, then you have fear with child, then I will offer. So this is like, so Vasudev ji trying to convince Kamsa, it is not good for him, even for him, it will killing Devaki would go against his own interest. So please don't do that. It is like Siddhanta, anybody like this is
Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.